Welcome back to The Daily Dose. My name is Taylor Osborne, and we are continuing our series on David and this past weekend's sermon on why pride and jealousy plague our kingdom. There's a running joke about gifting toys to children that you really shouldn't bother because they would rather play with the box that the toy came in. My son is no exception. We have many toys that are all specifically designed for toddlers, and what I'm finding is just because they make it for a kid doesn't mean a kid is necessarily going to like it. Toys don't keep his attention. You know what does? My car keys, the remote control, the spatulas from the kitchen, the vacuum cleaner, almost anything that's not a toy, he wants to play with. He wants to be like us, and he doesn't see us playing with toys. He sees us cleaning and cooking and changing the channel. And as much as I would really like my remote control back, I have to admit that I love that he wants to be like us. He wants to be like mom and dad. But for someone trying so dearly to be like us, sometimes he misses it. He has a tendency to use those things wrong. The spatula plays music on our coffee table, and my car keys are mostly for holding. I think he thinks our couches are just jungle gyms. He misses it. And this last week, we heard Chris talk about us having that same tendency, that when we give our lives over to God, we're not always great at handing it over. That in living like Christ, sometimes we miss the humility piece altogether. It's my life and it's my finances and it's my decision when things are going well. And then the moment that things go wrong, it's finally God's to heal and fix and bless. Philippians 2:3-8 says this. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourselves. Not looking for your own interests, but each of you for the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, having the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. If we want to be like Dad, and we want to live like Christ, it means living humbly. Living humbly is going to look like releasing yourself from the pressure to have it all together, to have it all figured out, to have all the answers, but it's also going to mean relinquishing complete control of your life. It's going to mean recognizing that we live to serve him and his purpose. He doesn't exist to support ours. It's going to mean recognizing that you're simply an ambassador for what he's given you while you're here on earth. Let's stop using this life wrong. Let's hand ourselves over to God, and let's recognize that choosing to live for ourselves is as silly as playing with a box that the toy came in. You're missing it. God's got better for you. Not always simpler, not always easier, but better. And if we want to live like Dad, if we want to be like Christ, let's submit in humility and reverence to the greater story being told. Have a great day, everyone.